It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, and thankfully, I never have to do any of these segments, well, not many of them, alone, because sharing this information, especially good information about ingredients that you might know about, and you might have heard, I should say, but don't really know the ins and outs. Because as a consultant in the natural product industry, one of my biggest things is, hey, if you're going to take something, it better be able to do the job. It better be able to do the job in your body. It better be able to deliver a functional dose. What does that mean? It means that when you take it, it does what it says it's going to do, not just what the bottle says, not just like it's what we call a label claim, right? So it's great for the label, but can it translate into your body? And glutathione is one of those ingredients. And thankfully, like I was saying, I've got Cheryl Myers. She is a practitioner herself. She is one of the best educators and researchers in the natural product industry. And I'm happy to have you.
Well, thank you. That was a lovely introduction.
I'm sorry I took up most of our time. Okay, let's get into it. All right, so glutathione, I mean, I know as a naturopathic doctor, I mean, I think about the liver, and I see the cytochrome P450 processes, and I see methylation, and I see all these pathways that our liver needs to have just running hard in order to take care of so many aspects of our body, over 500 different functions. And in my mind, I see glutathione, both phase one and phase two. So I know it's so important, but there are things that folks don't realize about glutathione. Isn't that true?
That is absolutely true. And I have struggled to try to simplify some very technical concepts. And one of the ways that I've done that is to think about glutathione as our guardian angel, that glutathione is something of a master protector. I don't want to pigeonhole it and say it's a master antioxidant. I don't want to pigeonhole it and say it's crucial for detoxification, because it has so many roles in the body that without it, we develop several chronic diseases. And in fact, many people believe that the aging process itself is very intimately tied to the amount of active glutathione in your body. So not only does it do what you said, is that you could not perform liver detoxification without glutathione. So that means that if you take a Tylenol or drink a shot of tequila or eat a piece of fruit that's got some pesticides on it or all these different toxins you come in contact with, you cannot efficiently get them out of your body unless you have enough glutathione on board for your liver to use it as a tool in phase two glucuronidation. Every single cell in our body makes glutathione, and our liver makes glutathione and puts it into the bloodstream. Our cells are bathed in glutathione from the moment we are born, inside and out. That's how crucial it is. There are certain kinds of free radicals out there. There are certain kinds of oxidative stressors that cannot be fully quenched by anything short of glutathione. So a lot of people talk about antioxidants. Well, if one antioxidant fit all problems, we could all just pop a pill of vitamin C a day and we'd be good to go.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is we need enormous variety and diversity amongst our antioxidants. And the most powerful of the powerful is glutathione, and it's one of only two antioxidants that our own body makes. So when we look at glutathione and the role that it plays in the development of chronic diseases, perhaps even in the aging process itself, what we see is two things. Number one, as we age, the machine in our body that makes glutathione, our machinery inside the cells and in the liver that makes glutathione, starts to slow down. Some people that are enormously healthy and genetically gifted, that slowing process takes a very long time, and they're still in pretty fabulous shape by the time they're 105. But for the majority of individuals, we lose about up to 10% of our functionality in creating
right.
glutathione for every decade past the age of 20.
Right.
The
wow.
The second problem is that glutathione is a coin with two sides. One side is active, vigorous glutathione. This is glutathione that still has all its superpowers to do everything it needs to do for you. On the flip side of the coin is the glutathione that has already been used up. And
right.
we call this oxidized glutathione or inactive glutathione. It turns out that the ratio of active to inactive glutathione in your body is also associated with health, and it's also associated with a wide variety of diseases. One of the most shocking statistics that I've encountered in doing some of my research on active glutathione is that in healthy children, 99% of their circulating glutathione is in the active form. Why? Because they're at prime time. Their little machineries are just chugging along. But children with autism have only 60% on average of their circulating glutathione in the active form and 40% in the inactive form.
That is amazing. I mean, I don't know, the proof for, like, though, when you come across the stats like that, I feel like just the proof is in the pudding right there. This is so, so desperately important.
It absolutely is. And so another thing is then, so I think that the next question is, if it's so darned amazing, why don't we just put it back into our body? Well, it
right.
just isn't that easy.
Right.
And there are some things that you just can't swallow as a pill. For example, insulin. A lot of people that have type 1 diabetes have to give themselves injections once, twice, three times a day. Don't you think they'd rather swallow a pill? Why don't they? Because no one's ever figured out with all of our pharmaceutical science how to give insulin in an oral form that still remains insulin so it can still do what it needs to do in your body. The same thing is true of glutathione, is that if you take it orally, then when the digestive process, even if it's enteric coated, the digestive process turns it into that inactive form, so it's not doing anything for you. So
right. Once again,
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating. So all of the really excellent clinical research on glutathione has been done using intravenous glutathione.
That's right.
Which is very expensive, invasive, produces amazing results. The vast majority of Americans aren't even within 100 miles of a clinic that does IV glutathione. The prices can range from $500 to $1,000. How many people can afford out of pocket expenses like that?
It's cost prohibitive. And I mean, I've got colleagues that are making a good living off of it, but it's not accessible to folks. It's not accessible. And once again, other ways that people have known about, I mean, certainly there's been article after article about how to increase your glutathione levels. We're not doing that thing that's so important to me, which is actually delivering the functional dose that we believe is happening. But I think that you have something new and definitely a resource that we can clear all this up for folks with. Yes? Yes?
Well, that's why I've been so excited about this, about glutathione, because I've known about it for a long time, too. But IV is just not practical for most people, even though it renders amazing results. That one study on Parkinson's disease with IV glutathione and an infusion every day for 30 days, so only 30 days, at the end of 30 days, 42% reduction in disability.
Love it.
So there's amazing results to be had. There's a group in France that's been working on how to figure out to get glutathione into the body without doing it with IVs, to do it in a more cost-effective manner. And they've developed a sublingual format, and they've called it Sublinthion. And this Sublinthion has a human study that shows that it improves that ratio of active to inactive glutathione in the body by 230% compared to unprotected glutathione.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about this, because now I realize I've got a powerful tool in my tool chest that I've never had before.
And that is amazing.
It
is amazing because, okay, so first of all, sublingual under the tongue, right? So this is something, we got 60 seconds, but I think this is important for folks. You can actually get the effectiveness now of this master ingredient. Like you, I don't want to just sum it up as an antioxidant, so, so much more. We're talking about neurological diseases, estrogen dominance, you name it, now under your tongue. Where can folks look for this particular delivery system that does the job and gets the body claim going?
Well, it's been brought into the United States just a few months ago, called Clinical Glutathione.
All right.
And you can find out more information at one place. You can Google it, or you can go to EuropharmaUSA.com, and there's a zip code finder for individuals to try to get in contact with stores that have this amazing product.
All right, there you have it, Clinical Glutathione. It is something that you can take under your tongue, and guess what? It delivers the functional dose that you are going to be promised. Thanks so much for listening, and Cheryl, thank you.